start coming and they don't stop coming. Set you the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see, so what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you
Jay Garvin's show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. Now, here's your host, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner.
Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
Jay Garvin Show, hosting you here, podcast or KRDO Studios right here in Colorado Springs, closing in on our 14th year. Yes, this coming winter, January, it's going to be 14 years, 14 seasons, 14 years of 52 shows, 52 conversations, and 52 ways of helping you every year with your home and mortgage talk. I'm Jay, your host, come to the microphone as a real estate investor myself, a licensed loan originator, and most importantly, a follower of Jesus and a father and a husband. So I appreciate you joining me. You can get a hold of me directly at 719-330-1457 every single week. Week in, week out. You and I join for an hour on Saturday, 8 a.m., and an hour on Sunday, 11 a.m., or any time that you prefer on your podcast platform. You just search The Jay Garvin's Show, and it's spelled G-A-R-V, as in Victor, E-N-S, Jay Garvin's Show. And every week, we have a unique conversation, never recorded, never replayed, always a new conversation. Now, I keep the electricity on in the studio by originating loans, which that has been quite a feat over the last 3 years at best, all of 2023, all of 2024, and all of 2025. Mortgage industry volume, business, and activity has been anywhere from 25% to 40% of the norm or the high. So to keep this electricity on, I would love to earn your business during your next purchase or refinance transaction. Just as I was driving into the studio, I want to thank Michelle for reaching out to me. I want to thank Tracy for reaching out to me and all of the others through the last week. Show volume of calls and conversations have went up. You can get a hold of me directly, whether it's to find out information about my next investment property class that's going on, and there's dozens of you that have reached out to just someone who has a question about how to sell a piece of land, how to qualify for an investment property loan, or anything in between. Today is going to be no different. I've got a conversation with you, one of my favorite topics of the entire history of this show, and that is investment properties. I originate loans to pay my bills, but I have purchased investment properties, right now 8 of them, to secure the financial freedom and the retirement of not only me, but my entire family, as anybody that depends on me. And you are the same, all of you out there earning a living and providing for your family. I laud you and congratulate you for doing that. You can also go to ChurchillColorado.com and you're going to see my happy face at the local branch right here in Colorado Springs. We are the only brick and mortar branch in Colorado, and I just talked to Michelle up in Montrose. I just helped Rachel, who her wonderful parents listened to this show, move from Boulder to Colorado Springs area. Or whether you're a long-distance Dave Ramsey listener, because we are closely affiliated with Ramsey Solutions, Angela moving up from Murfreesboro, Tennessee, to the enterprising city of Trinidad, Colorado. Everywhere in between, more than a half a dozen states that I am licensed with, and my partner in our branch, Ken Smith, 719-330-1457. But the conversation written right before me for you and I to have this next hour with the role, Matt, investment property markets, how to pick the best. And like I have taglines in all of the conversations that you and I have here on the Jay Garvin Show, all investment property markets are not created equal. I just finished a two-part series about buying a home, and I go into the details of the three little houses. I go into the details of all zip codes and neighborhoods are not created equally. And, of course, this is a spinoff of that. All investment properties are not created equal. Now, after all of the years that I've been purchasing properties and investing in properties right here in the Pikes Peak region, doing so since 1996, it's going to be 30 years as of this next April. The bottom line up front, the big takeaways are that we here in the Pikes Peak region, El Paso County specifically, a little bit applies in Pueblo and in Woodland Park, Denver, even Fort Collins, but Colorado Springs still maintains one of the best balanced markets for real estate investment. And that's what I'm going to talk about today. Folks, it's all about the cash flow. There's no reason to purchase an investment property if it becomes a nonprofit endeavor. You can just give to the Red Cross or Life Network if you want to give away your money. But in real estate investment, it's all about the cash flow and how to pick the best markets to purchase and make a profit on your investment. And more of the same, just how to minimize your time and overhead. And like I mentioned, maximize your cash flow. And as equally important, your appreciation in the value of that property as well, because you have your immediate profits in your rent, which is 90% profit if you have no mortgage. Calculating that, I'm going to review that this hour, and that's called the capitalization rate. Within 5 minutes, you can go buy any property, look it up in the MLS or at realtor.com. I do not suggest you ever go to Zillow or Redfin or anything like that.
No!
Understand that Realtor.com is a real estate purchasing platform, and understand that Redfin and Zillow are lead proliferation sites, which means they're not paid to show you and sell you a home like the MLS or Realtor.com is. They actually are paid for you to click through and ask a question, so their focus is on getting you to click through and not giving you accurate properties. Redfin and Zillow are anywhere between 60 to 80% accurate at any given moment, which means they're 20 to 40% inaccurate in their listings and the details thereof. And if I have time, I might go into a little bit of that, but I do want to focus on these two subjects today. What makes an investment property market exceptional? Whether that's Colorado Springs, whether that's Woodland Park, whether that's Austin, Texas, Columbus, Ohio, Omaha, Nebraska, Phoenix, Arizona, or San Diego, California. And then also knowing the science behind smart real estate investment market selection. That's what we're going to talk about today. Now, hopefully that doesn't make you fall asleep. I will make it as exciting as possible, but what it could mean for you is just closing your eyes, unless you're on the road driving right now. You can just close one eye. Just imagine how different your life would be if you had $6,000 a month residual income, which means whether you're sleeping or awake, sitting on your couch or at work, that money is going to come in. That is $72,000 a year, or in the most formidable months in your retirement, 10 years can bring you over $720,000 of residual income. Because that's what we're going to talk about today. Call me at 719-330-1457 to get a 30-minute complimentary consultation on buying a house and specifically an investment property and knowing the markets around you. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show. Back in a few minutes.
Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. We're back with your Home and Mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin,
This segment brought to you by Texas Roadhouse. Legendary food, legendary service. Located on 8th Street next to Walmart.
Oh, it doesn't matter what you wear. Just as long as you are there. So come on, everybody.
Okay, folks. I'm Jay, I'm your host, and I'm your friend. I'm a phone call or a text away. Not nearly enough of you text me. I appreciate you reaching out personally, Tracy, and I look forward to building a friendship with you. I think lunch yesterday was wonderful. Not only did he have the courage to call me, then he texted me, and then I took him out to a complimentary lunch at Jersey Mike's. Jersey Mike's is my favorite sandwich shop. Better than a Sonic burger, better than a Subway sandwich, because they're freshly cut. So watch your fingers when you get too close to the spinning blade. But I appreciate that conversation that we had, Tracy, and hopefully I'll be able to help you out. Today I'm having a conversation about investment property markets, how to pick the best. I have history in this. My wife and I currently have 8 properties, 7 of which are investment properties earning an income, and that includes my primary residence. Just last week, we went on a trip to the Midwest to visit my brother, who just built a brand new home from vacant land to a completed project, and also we completed our family trust, which for some reason is 30 cents on the dollar for the price of a trust in Colorado Springs. Must be more expensive attorney fees because of the altitude. I don't know, but I didn't buy in. We Airbnb'd our house while we were in Wisconsin. 5 nights, 6 days, $5,000 in our pocket. You can do the same. I have one cabin, one cottage up in Lake George that does not draw an income right now because I have a partner with that, a good friend of mine, Dwight. But he does not want to Airbnb the house, so I'm helping him exponentially buy me out of that partnership, and he can do whatever else he wants with the house. But I believe if you have real estate, even if you live in it, you should be graceful enough to allow people to stay in that house, have it clean enough that it can happen at any given moment, and financially acute enough to make good money while you do it. But we're talking about investment property markets, how to pick the best. And the first conversation here in the bulk of our conversation during this hour is what makes an investment property market exceptional. And that really comes down to 4 major components. You want to find an exceptional market. You want to find one that has strong job growth. You want to find a market that has growing population potential. You want to find the right balance between cash flow and appreciation in that house. And then, of course, you want to find a favorable regulatory environment. And once you do those, you have your hand on an exceptional market. Now, understand, you can have the best intentions. No one wants to buy a bad house. No one wants to live in a bad city by choice. No one wants to have bad neighbors or a bad tenant if you do own a house. But all investment property markets are not created equal. Actually, in the large scheme of things, finding a lender, finding a real estate agent, finding a contractor or an inspector are not the most important decisions that you'll make in looking at a house or a property, let alone an investment property or home. Location is going to determine 80% of your success potential. And that's an example of Colorado Springs versus Council Grove. One's in Colorado, one's in Kansas, less than 7.5 hours away. But in 1996, the median priced home in Colorado Springs was a mere $120,000. In 2025, that median priced home is anywhere between $485,000 and $500,000, depending on the month. Colorado Springs has grown exponentially. A house in 1996 in Council Grove was probably $65,000, and now you can still get one for $75,000 to $110,000. And like I stated, back then in Colorado Springs, it was $120,000. Now it is more than 4 times that at $480,000. And in June of this year, it hit $500,000, the highest median or the middle house on the market. The average price is skewed because when you have more multi-million dollar homes sold in any given month, it skews the price up. And if you have a whole batch of small homes, it skews it down. But the median catches the natural middle. So finding a city that has strong job growth, a consistent growing population, and favorable regulatory environment is much easier said than done. You have locations like Austin, Texas, that in 2017 to 2020 was one of, if arguably not the hottest, real estate markets in the country, along with cities like Fort Myers and Naples, Florida. But in 2022, 2023, and 2024, those markets had as much as a 15 to 35% downturn in value because their growing population and their overconstruction of homes hit a very dangerous crossing. I'm not always happy about the surrounding regulatory environment in Colorado Springs, but whether we like it or not, agencies like Pikes Peak Regional Building Department that make it more and more difficult to buy a home is less desirable for people purchasing a home and people trying to build a home. But for existing homeowners, it actually comes to a positive advantage on a negative item because construction and home building in Colorado has been consistent. That's in large part due to the limited number of national builders like Lennar and Pulte Homes, because when the economy slows down, locally owned and operator builders decrease the amount of permits that they're doing because they can't carry endless filings of new home building neighborhoods that are empty spec homes. But at the same time, you have to have steady job growth. And Colorado Springs and the Pikes Peak region, and there's other areas that I'm going to mention that are not always on the forefront. You have places like Omaha, Nebraska that have a consistent, and Lincoln, Nebraska, a growing population. You have places like Tuscaloosa, Alabama that have a lot of job offerings because of the surrounding university and the components connected to that, but also have slow but steady job growth. You have great places like Austin, Texas, but then when you go into an IT or a tech recession, you're going to have layoffs and you're going to lose large swaths of individuals. And then you have Colorado Springs. And I'll touch on this more. You need to have sectors of a given metropolitan area that see technology growth, but yet steady healthcare provisions and growth, education in both what is provided to the citizens, but also the employment that goes along with it, government jobs, which has always been a key cornerstone of Colorado Springs, but also in Texas, in Carolinas, in Washington State, in California, where there are also a large number of military bases. But then you want to have manufacturing, and that's been one of the reasons why the Bible Belt or the South in North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, Alabama, Kentucky, and Ohio have been some of the strongest growth areas, because that's where a majority of the manufacturing, where it used to be in Michigan and Detroit, now it's splattered all over the South because those states invite through legislation and through able-bodied workforces those manufacturers to come in. But we'll touch more on that later, because good, strong job availability and growth will help you get a higher and more stable rent. But then when you have growing populations like Colorado Springs, like Austin, Texas, like several cities across Carolina, separate neighborhood and growth around Missouri in the St. Louis area, O'Fallon, and everything like that. Wherever there is growth, then you're going to have more appreciation. When you have more population growth, you're going to have higher demand for the desirable areas to live, and therefore you're going to have an increase of value. But that's not the full story. You have to find the right balance between cash flow and appreciation. And that's the biggest component to where all real estate investment markets are not created equal. And I told you that same thing applies to zip codes and neighborhoods. That same thing applies to trusts. I looked at 3 to 5 different trust attorneys, the first 4 of which are in Colorado, and I'm like, none of this makes sense. I started to reach out because I have property and knowledge in Tennessee and property knowledge in Wisconsin, and I found by talking to 2 to 4 individuals, looking at 2 to 4 metropolitan areas, you can make a great decision. And that also applies to everything, whether you're talking to a doctor or whether you're looking for a spa or a health clinic. All of these entities are not created equal, and the most important component that you can possess in finding one is having 2 to 4 in-depth conversations before you make a decision. So call me during the break at 719-330-1457. I'd love to have a complimentary 30-minute consultation with you on how you can determine a good real estate investment market. Don't go anywhere. I'll be back after these important messages.
Going down till the sun comes up, ain't giving in till they get enough. Go around the world in a pickup truck.
They paid paradise and put up a fucking lie, with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot.
The Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. We're back. Now here's Jay Garvin.
Housekeeping?
No, 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 don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone. It'd be a paradise and put up a fucking lie.
Housekeeping.
Well, thanks for sticking with me. I am Jay, your humble host right here at the Jay Garvin Show. And before the break, when we were talking about investment property markets and how to pick the best, I shared with you as the host how to apply that to all parts of your life. Now, I want you to call me first and foremost on how you can sit down with me and pick the best mortgage and financial product. I'm a licensed loan originator. I would love to earn your business. But I apply this to every component of my life. I apply this to all of the friendships and the businesses I interact with. And one of my favorite friends and favorite businesses that I know of is Kelsey and Matt Dunham of Spring Body Sculpting. How are you doing, Kelsey?
Excellent, thank you.
And you and Matt have been staying kind of low lately here working. That's what Marlo and I are doing now that we're home. I'm not traveling at all. In fact, I think I'm taking the lug nuts off my rims of my car. I'm going nowhere. October the rest, November, December, or January, because we've traveled incessantly. But you two have an amazing and successful business to run.
Yeah.
Springs Body Sculpting.
It's 10 years.
Yep, making my wife look my daughter more and more every day. I take pictures with my family and they're like, oh my God, who are your kids? I'm like, those two, that's my wife. But she takes care of her body. Now she's got me wearing a night guard on my teeth. She says, Jay, we need to keep your smile good. I'm like, what are you saying? Right now.
It's worth it in the end.
Yeah, now that I'm gnawing through my teeth like some sort of woolly mammoth creature. So, 10 years now.
Yeah, 10
God,
years.
That
Spring
is
Body
amazing.
Sculpting has been in business, yep.
And you've been here on the show as a friend and a partner for more than half a dozen years. And it's this year I'm so excited that you and Matt and Marlo and I got a chance to go down to Texas Roadhouse and have some blue-collar grub. And I think we spent 2 hours there.
I think so. We got to do it again.
Absolutely.
It was really good.
It's just amazing.
I love Texas Roadhouse.
We would love to travel the world with you.
We would have a blast. Absolutely.
I think we would drive Matt and Marlo absolutely insane.
So you discovered we're very much the same with how we respond to technology troubles.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. And, you know, I will tell you this, 5,000 miles all the way through Colorado, Wyoming, Montana, Canada, and back, and then Kansas, Nebraska, Illinois, Iowa, Wisconsin, and back. 5,000 miles with our dogs. My wife and I never had an argument. Now, we went silent because I've learned that we go silent for a while.
That can help.
Yeah, that can help.
It can help.
But the overarching platform of this conversation today is if you do your research, you will eventually find the best investment property markets to invest in. You can find the best settlement and family estate planning attorneys. You can find the best physicians, such as in your case, and Dr. Dunham. And it's all about just doing the research, having conversations and looking at several different components, because all healthcare spas and clinics are not created equal.
No, not at all. And in fact, I get a lot of, you know, I'm always going to have calls, people just, what's the price of this? What's the price of that? And I'll tell them, okay, here's the ballpark range of what you can expect depending on what you need. But we work with you based on what you need and what you're asking for and looking to achieve. But also, we put everything together as a like comprehensive, customized package for somebody.
And you do everything from a Botox to facial skin care to
liposuction.
Liposuction.
Intimate health and wellness.
Intimate health and
medical
wellness.
Medical weight loss. Hormone and, therapy, all of it.
And you even do skincare and everything in between. And then on top of that, you offer an entire separate but parallel arm in education and schooling where you get people certified not only to come work at Springs Body Sculpting, but around all different facilities in Colorado Springs and the Pikes Peak region.
Yeah, and even out of state. We are a state-approved school for estheticians, aesthetics. And advanced aesthetics as well. So all the way from start to finish, BKMD Institute of Medical Aesthetics.
Wow. And I want to touch and brush over everything, but where did the concept in a minute or two come to spin off a state-certified school? I mean, that's just insanity in itself.
It has been an interesting road, but I've learned a lot, and it's been amazing. We really, owning the med spa and having people come through that are wanting to work there and asking me for my expertise in general, like how they can get into the business, my observation was that most schools, you know, beauty schools, have certain components that they shine at, but maybe not everything that I might be looking for. So I typically look at things that I'm selling as like, what would I buy? What would I want? And that's how I just came up with the idea of a school. And Matt and I decided like this, we could train people to be ready, not just to be an esthetician, but if they want to be a medical esthetician, if they want to be a cross between a medical assistant and an esthetician, if they want to work in the med spa world, or maybe they just want to stay in like a, you know, do traditional aesthetics, that's fine too. But have an all-in-one place where they have an opportunity to also intern at our med spa to see if that is a path they'd want to go towards.
And then you can have more direct interaction and control of the people that come in and work for you. Like
100%.
I had a couple that's moving here. Tyron is her name. Very, very wonderful daughter of one of my best friends. And she's the one that I'm going to connect you to because she's been in the spa. She's only 23 and she's already been in this industry for 5 years. And I'm very interested to see, coming from Boulder to here, just a conversation with you, that you and your educational approach and your spa with all of the equipment and stuff just takes it to a whole new level.
Yeah, absolutely. And when I have people come through, I do working interviews a lot, or I'll let, again, if even if I'm not hiring, I'll have people come in and shadow us to see if, you know, just to be nice and say, hey, see if this is something you'd be interested in. I love to mentor people. But the commentary I always get is how different our spa is, simply because we're very, very busy. We have everything you could possibly need, but it's not just haphazard. Everything has its purpose in our office, and we combine therapies to get an overall end result. So we're very results driven. And so when I package things together, it's all about the value add too. Like you were saying, you have to do your research. I don't necessarily give the cheapest because we give the best value.
Yeah, and so number one is having great staff that's trained, and you control that all the way from the education and school level. Number two, like you said, is your pricing, your packaging, and your bundling.
Yep, we bundle it. So it's like Costco. The more you buy, the more you save. This is the package you want. We'll customize it. This is exactly what you need. It's a multi-step approach, and you don't have to come into my office every time wondering what you owe, because you already know from the consultation.
And the third component I've noticed from the outside in, and especially now that Marlo spends a lot of time, is you have a huge difference maker in your equipment.
Yeah, we have.
I mean, like in your intimate health, you have some of this equipment that if people decide not to go with your med spa, they have to go all the way to Denver for this equipment. And some people in Denver don't even have some of your equipment.
It's true. It's absolutely true. We have equipment that most places don't have, or if they do, they don't have the other complementary machines to create a full package.
Yeah, and that's just immense. From my perspective, that's like, I would always want to earn your business to do your mortgage. But in doing that, Dave Ramsey said, if you make 12 to 16 big decisions in your life and make those decisions well, you'll be able to go on and manage them. And that's because I have my entire team also bring real estate perspective and investment perspective into it. Where, and if you ever sit down with you and Matt, you know, you practice like you preach, because now you, like Marlo, look like my daughter. I don't know why you ladies age better. I won't speak for Matt, but I'll speak for me. But in the next and final minute, how do people get in touch with you?
You can text or call us at 719-259-0024 or email us at contact@springsbodysculpting.com.
And what part of town are you in?
We are in the Mountain Shadows Medical Center off of Centennial and Garden of the Gods.
Well positioned at the northwest part of town. And the holidays are coming up. I mean, the next time you and I are at this microphone is going to be that first week of December. So you have specials coming up.
We do. We just sent out our October specials. We got lots of percentages off, some free stuff, gift with purchases. So we're packaging together our new men's clinic, hormone replacement therapy plus intimate health plus peptides, all that jazz. So we're launching that too.
That's amazing. So thanks for coming on. The rest of you just hang tight, because I am going to wrap up our conversation with investment, property, markets, how to choose the best, and the science behind smart market selection. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
Come on. If you make sure you're connected, the writing's on the wall. But if your mind's neglected, stumble, you might fall. Stumble, you might fall.
Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. We're back with your home and mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin.
We want to pump you up.
Much for sticking with me. One of my favorite people in the world, Kelsey Dunham, and her husband, Dr. Matt Dunham. I'm finishing the conversation just like we did so with Kelsey about how to pick the best. Now, today we're applying this to investment property markets. But you can apply this to an estate planning attorney like I just did. You can apply this to buying tires or shocks or struts on your vehicle. You can help your children learn how to do this, your adult children and grandchildren, when choosing a boyfriend, girlfriend, or even more intensely, a life mate. We showed how it's easily applied to interviewing med spas or more serious things, in my case, as a spinal surgeon for my back. But you have to go ahead and look at a lot of different components other than just who's the cheapest. It's not just that. The science behind the market selection is probably the most important thing to study when looking at investment property purchasing. More than 80% of your eventual success will come from location. In fact, you'll hear some individuals say the three most important things about real estate is location, location, and location. So you have to look in great detail or find a professional team that looks with great detail into four major components: employment diversity, population growth, landlord-tenant laws, or as I've stated earlier in the show, favorable regulatory environment, and then price to rent ratio. So we start with price to rent ratios. Doing return on investment and everything is very complex, but I told you earlier in the show, in less than 5 minutes, you can stop by a house, pull that house up on the internet that's listed, the for sale sign, you see it, you locate it, and how in 5 minutes can you tell whether that's a good investment or not? Because you don't know. Is a house $200,000 going to make you a good return on investment and capitalization rate, or is one at $450,000 going to make you good return on investment or capitalization rate? Well, you could be driving through Kansas and you stop by a house, it's on the market. You find that it's $200,000 to purchase that property. You go just next to it, have your spouse or your friend pull up rentals.com right next to you and say, rental properties available for the exact same zip code that you're sitting in. For me, it would be 80906. You look up and you see, oh, the going rents are $1,000. Well, if you take $1,000 times 12 months, that's $12,000 of annual gross income for that $200,000 house if you chose to purchase it. Well, if you divide $12,000 by $200,000, that would give you a 6% annual profit gross return, and 6% would be your capitalization rate, our cap rate. Now you're driving around in Colorado and you see a house listed for $450,000. Could be in Denver, could be in Colorado Springs. Your spouse pulls up rental.com. You see the price of the house. Your spouse says, wow, the prevailing rent for a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house in this area is $2,800. $2,800 times 12 is $33,600. If you divide $33,600 by $450,000, that's a 7.5% annual gross rent return. That's a 7.5% capitalization rate. And I'm not going to buy a house that only gives a 6% cap rate. But if you can find a house that's got a 7 and 8% cap rate, capitalization rate, treating it as if you were buying it for cash and collecting rent for cash, that's a quick way to find out what is your price to ratio, your price to rent ratio. So the second thing is how do you know that, and how do you get to that good price to rent ratio? Well, employment diversity. I told you at the beginning of the show is that if you have a strong jobs market like we do in Colorado Springs, it's not as easy as saying, oh, this is a 4% unemployment rate as opposed to a 7% unemployment rate. You have to look at strong job growth, and you can look these up on any Google search. What's the growth in tech jobs, healthcare jobs, education, government jobs, and manufacturing? Is there a good diversity? It just happens that Pikes Peak Region in El Paso County has a great blend of employment diversity. There's other places like Council Grove, Kansas, that does not. Peoria, Illinois, does not. You find those that do, and you eliminate those that don't. And the second is the population growth. I have found even myself frustrated that Colorado in general and Colorado Springs specifically is crowded. But that's because we have population growth. And this needs to be in 5 to 10 year growth patterns. I grew up in Milwaukee and I love Milwaukee, but Milwaukee has had zero population growth in the last 20 years. In fact, Milwaukee is shrinking because of the crime and the tax and everything. They're getting the hell out and going in more rural areas. Colorado Springs is not that way. And finally, your landlord, tenant laws, utilities, property to taxes, all of that, you have to look at whether you have draconian landlord and tenant laws, whether you have affordable utilities, which by chance, Colorado Springs has one of the most affordable utility networks in the state and the entire country, and then property taxes. Illinois and Wisconsin is not a great place to buy an investment property because instead of $2,000 of property tax on a rental property annually, they have $6,000. So all of these things apply. And if you have any interest in this at all, especially attending one of my seminars, I want you to call me at 719-330-1457. If you want a complimentary 30-minute consultation of, hey, Jay, how do I get my foot into the home ownership investment property realm, call me at 719-330-1457. And the big takeaway is if you don't get into the real estate market, you will not be in the real estate market. So call me, 719-330-1457. And for each and every one of you out there, go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them, because that's all that matters in the end, my friends. And as a home investor and as a homeowner and as a licensed loan originator and as someone who advocates in all of the teachings of Ramsey Solutions and debt-free living, call me at 719-330-1457. By April of next year, I'm going to be too busy to help all the people I want to, but right now is the time for you to call. Have a great week. 719-330-1457. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show right here on KRDO News Radio.
Come on, y'all!
KRDO. Radio News Radio does not confirm or deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff or management of KRDO News Radio. Oh, yeah.